Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This song sure does sound like summer now, doesn't it? Happy summer solstice to you. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Most sunlight of a day of the year, 2025, is today. Hope that you enjoy it some way, somehow. So it's going to be a long day, and I hope that it's a long day in a good way. However, sometimes you have a long day in a bad way. What is the indicator for you? How do you know it's going to be a long day today?
Oh, there are indicators.
713-572-4610. Text it in. Let's talk about it. Lopez, I know for you, you've lived some life. You've had some long days in your day. What are the indicators for you that, oh, man, this one's going to be a long
day? I'm not going to go the whole airport route. That's low-hanging fruit. Everybody knows it's a long day when you hear slight delay. We'll be working on this.
You get into your Astros bag.
As soon as,
especially nowadays.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Back in the day, it was just like, all right, delay. All right, maybe we don't miss 15 minutes. That first delay is an indicator of really bad things nowadays at the airport.
So mine is, you know, you get up. Usually it's on the weekend. And a lot of times I'll catch up on all my OG sauce and podcast work on Saturdays, you know, because, you know, it's just a good day to be able to dig in on that. But sometimes I, you know, I'm free. It's all caught up. When I hear my wife say, hey, what do you have today?
That is beautiful. That's excellent work.
That's going to be a long day.
Would you like it more if she just said, hey, you're doing this, as opposed to asking? Because I know for me personally, that would make me mad.
Yeah.
You know what the answer you're going to give me is. So whatever I say is irrelevant. I hate questions that people ask you where they don't actually care about what you're about to say.
Yeah. What do you got going on today? I start thinking of things, making up stuff.
Although I will say, does Jan, like, if you actually do have something to do?
Yes, she's good about it.
Okay.
Yeah, right. No, because she knows my Saturdays and sometimes Sundays are, you know, filled with that other stuff I like to do. And so that's a tough one right there. Boy, the text board is coming through.
Yeah, 832 is right there with you. when you wake up and your wife immediately hits you with the honey-do list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you're right, though. To that, I'd rather have that.
Just be like, hey, this needs to be done.
You got to do this, this, and this. This guy's having a long day. 832's having a long day today. He says, I'm moving. I've lost my keys, and I can't find the spares.
Dog. You could have stopped at I'm moving. Moving is a long day every time.
It's never a quick move.
Yeah.
Because even if it is a quick move, you know what's on the other side of that? Unpacking.
Yeah.
Like it's a long
it's
day.
There's no way around it.
Every single time.
Yeah.
No way around it.
No way around it. And sometimes long days are just little things that aren't normally indicators. Like sometimes I'll have a day. I think about 4 or 5 months ago I came in. I was like, it's a bad start to the day. I didn't have coffee. Got into some traffic, you know, maybe, oh, I spilled my cereal. That was the day. I spilled my cereal.
Which, again, your fault. That's entirely, you created the long day for yourself.
What about this, Lopez? I think you might have did this a couple times where you forgot your lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Forgetting your lunch hurts.
That's going to be a long
day. That's a long day.
Although, I guess you can also change, depending on like what your work is and what kind of wiggle room you have. If that just becomes, well, I'm going to go get some food, then it might not be that long of a day. But if it's just, I'm not going to eat for a period of time, that's a long day.
But sometimes it could be a mental thing, too, where you just forgot something.
That's what I'm saying. Like little things that you don't normally associate
with. It's not necessarily you're going to starve to death or anything, but just forgetting something that you supposed to
it's
have.
It's going to be a long day.
Like, man.
281 says, I know today is going to be a long day because my wife just,
started that time,
started that time.
Started Shark Week.
And women hate that. We talk about that. Accurate.
That was the opinions of John P. Lopez.
Accurate.
Anything that he says does not reflect Figgy Fig and Reginald Attitude or the entirety of the In the Loop.
Why are you nodding your head?
Who? Where? I just scratched my nose. Somebody said when you go out to your car and there's one of the following: broken window, flat tire, dead battery.
Nope. Yep. Yep.
That's
definitely. Yep,
that is a very Houston occurrence too. Mm-hmm. You go out to that car and you're like, ah, damn. Oh man, here we. Or you go out to where your car used to be.
Yeah.
And it is not there. That's all right.
That just car trouble,
one.
Period. Yes. Especially if you driving and you have car trouble driving where you have to pull over. It's like, yeah, oh, it's about to be a long day because now I got to wait 2 hours for a tow truck.
Particularly here, because it's also, even if it's like, all right.
It's hot. Yeah. You got to wait 2 hours for a tow truck.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's wrong with the car. You got to figure out where to get the car towed.
And you can't get nowhere.
How much is it to get fixed?
Yep.
How I'm going to get to work tomorrow?
Your mind starts spinning.
Oh, man.
Like, you can't get nowhere in Houston without a car. Like, obviously, we have a robust bus system. And if people utilize the bus system, it's workable for sure.
Mm-hmm.
If you driving around, you don't know nothing about that bus system, bro.
Yeah.
To be completely honest. Mm-hmm. So you got to, now you got to start figuring out what's happening. It is tough. 832, forget your phone at home. That one's rough.
Oh, I've done that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We just got through one of the things that was an indicator for me, which is the West Coast baseball game. Because I'm going to watch the baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's
like,
a good one.
For me, I'm like, I'm going to watch the baseball game, hopefully to conclusion if I don't fall asleep on it. And so.
And for me, it's I'm planning to watch the
that's
baseball
right.
game.
That's fair. Which is 100% fair. And I guess off of an offshoot of that for me, especially because I'm a night owl to, I'm not getting to bed before. I mean, best case scenario, I got to bed early, it's 11. Right? Maybe it's 12:30, maybe even 1 is when I get to bed.
Yeah.
That I woke up early and can't get back to bed at like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
you start
killer.
Rolling around, then you start thinking, okay, gotta go to sleep. Gotta go to sleep.
Yeah, man. Like, how do people get back to sleep? Because I
go
can't
sleep.
Do it.
Go to sleep.
I can't do it. So I'm just like, oh, so we're just gonna have a long day today.
Yeah.
We're just gonna it's gonna go forever and ever and ever.
The ever relevant from the 512, we need to talk.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100. Or we need to sit down and talk.
Yeah,
like when you get home, we got to have a sit down. And I was just like,
why are we scheduling
man.
This for later?
Why can't we?
Can we just is it possible that we can do this? And if we can't do this now, tell me later.
Why,
tell me
yeah,
at that
why
point.
Say it now?
Like right. let's talk about it now. What's up?
Yeah, exactly.
Some other ones that have come in on the text line. Let me see, because again, a whole bunch of them.
Power goes out.
Oof. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you what made my day? Not necessarily a long day, but it didn't help in the circumstance. So clearly yesterday was Juneteenth, and I did take the opportunity to respect and observe Juneteenth. So I was not here, and shout out to Luke Morrow for filling in, and filling in very well, I might add. At 11 o'clock, many fire alarms start going off in my apartment complex. As I came to find out, they were testing the fire alarms.
What are we doing? I know you have to. I get it.
Right. And look, I'm happy
but
that they
late?
Test the fire alarms. Well, I mean, it makes sense, though. If you're doing that at 11, right, at least you're not doing it when people wake up. Most people, I imagine, are at work, except it's Juneteenth as an international holiday. You know what I mean? Like, the people that are going to be home might be home, you know? And it is, I will let you know, it's a very loud fire alarm.
Did you leave the apartment and everything?
After a while, I thought I was stronger than I was. If I don't hear a couple of words that you say, I understand that I'm not doing that intentionally. Somebody said, you get late for work, leave the house, lock the door, left my keys in the house. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've done that one before. Mm-hmm. Or like even worse, keys in the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because now you know you're paying some money too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Or unless you know someone who has your spare.
Mm-hmm.
Are you give someone else your spare people?
No. Well, if you're not counting family.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Nah. But definitely family.
I ain't got no family down here, so I ain't giving nobody else my spare.
Yeah.
Somebody said, they're a delivery driver. Going to be a long day. When they drive safe, no hard stop, get to the first stop, all the packages fall over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I also kind of think it's a long day when, again, like usually on the weekend, on a Saturday or Sunday, hey, let's go to pick a store, you know, Target. I know there's going to be add-ons, and I've talked about that on here before. Yeah. Like it's not just gonna, it's going to be targeted. Hey, since we're here, let's go to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, you know what? We also need some. Let's stop there. Hey, do you feel like picking up some lunch or something?
You're already out the house. From the 512. When my kid says I'm bored. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you better find that thing. You better find. Yes. Take them to the zoo at that point because you might as well. Bringing it back to sports. Texans Sunday Night Football. We'll see that. Mm-hmm. I remember just thinking about it like, all right. Yes, I get to watch the early games, but that means that we are sticking through at least for us in particular, you're sticking through the late game no matter what. Then you're getting through all the post-game stuff so that we can be ready for Monday.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, you about to have a long Sunday.
I think as far as, like, the game goes, when you see, like, maybe 4-3 and outs in a row from each team.
Oh,
where everybody's
yeah.
just going 3 and out.
Those games go longer somehow, too.
It's like, it's about to be a long game.
Another one on sports-related is when it's, like, a 15-minute first quarter. It never is a 15-minute second and third and fourth. You know, it's like.
We had that one.
Yeah.
I don't remember what
like,
game.
Boy, that first quarter was fast. Ended up being a four-hour game.
What game was that this year?
Which one
that
was.
I hit you with the jinx where I was like, man, that first quarter went quick. And you were like, oh, here it goes.
Yeah.
And it did indeed go.
By the way, quick update. It was Julie that lost her keys. She found the keys. She found the spare. But she just wants everybody to know she needs boxes because she's moving.
Oh, okay. What are your box hats?
Get Julie some boxes, people. Yeah.
Hey, you know what, Julie? Look on Facebook Marketplace.
I've heard that.
Because sometimes people be giving them out for free. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of boxes for free. Or sometimes they have a bunch of boxes for like a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Just $1 or whatever it is. But most of the time they giving them out for free just trying to get rid of them.
Full service show, baby.
We did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Once we had packed everything, we had a whole bunch of boxes we didn't need. We just put it on Facebook Marketplace, and somebody came and picked them up.
Yeah. Look at that. People helping people.
Yeah.
All right. So happy summer solstice to you. It's the longest, most sunlight you're going to get on a day in 2025. So make it a good long day for you as opposed to one of them bad ones. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where we have someone retiring, and then also a NFL legend was out here scrapping. We'll talk about it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.